Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at passages found in the book of 2 Samuel when the nation of Israel actually became a nation, I guess, for the first time in a consolidated fashion. The northern tribes of Israel and the southern tribes of Judah coming together for the first time under a united king, and that king chosen of God, King David. And we've been looking at through the chapters, 2 Samuel 5, 6, and 7, and today again in chapter 8, some things that happened and the things that must happen for a nation to get right with God and to carry the blessings of God. On Monday, we talked about 2 Samuel 5, verse number 2, how that the people together, that they recognized that David was to be king and that he was to be their captain. And so they set aside the popular notion that Saul was to be the king and he was the majority favorite. And yet it was the minority favorite that was God's. The minority was the man in the minority. He was God's choice. And so the majority can often be wrong. So they started out with a right recognition for God's plan. But then in chapter number 6, we saw that they developed a right respect for God's presence. You see, David had tried to bring the ark back to Jerusalem, but he went about it the wrong way. You see, the Philistines had sent it home because of the curse that it brought them. They brought it home on a new ox cart. And so it seemed good enough for them. And so King David followed the same pattern, and God judged them for it. And so in chapter number 6, we see that they bore it on the shoulders of the priest as it was intended and offered sacrifice. And they restored a right respect for God's presence. And then on yesterday, we saw in chapter number 7, a right reverence for God's place. David, who wanted to build God a house. He dwelt in a beautiful home, and he wanted to build the ark a house, a place for God's house. And, of course, he never get to do that. But according to 2 Chronicles, the Lord told him it was good that it was in thine heart. And so a reverence for God's place. And today we look on in chapter number 8. The Bible tells us, "And Joram brought with him vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and vessels of brass." And this is where he got them. Verse 11, "Which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he had dedicated of all nations which he subdued." And I think our thought in this chapter and in this passage is that we honor God first and the things of God first. In other words, a right response for God's property, realizing the responsibility that we have to honor the things of God and honor God with our things first and foremost. You know, it would be one thing is if as a nation and I'm sure there's some in this case, but I'm saying in the majority, that we didn't tithe because we didn't have food on the table. But the truth of the matter is most Americans, rather than tithing and giving of the first fruits of their labor to the Lord, they spend it on luxury and excess and recreation. And we go on and on. And may I say, until America realizes that the things that God puts a premium on and God puts the preeminence on, until they take their right place in our society and we get away from our selfishness and we take up a new selflessness and put the things of God first and the priorities of God first, we are not going to see a nation truly get right with God. God help us today as individuals and as a country to get things in their proper perspective. Our Father, we pray and ask that you'd help us to do right by your property and to honor you first with all of that we have. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.